The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
And good morning, North State. This is Thursday, and this is Trish Clark. And I'm happy to be back in the studios in KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Been vacationing for a while, and so now Carl dropped the whole thing on me today. And so I have brought in my handy sidekick here, Chris Waga. Good morning, Chris.
About time you came home.
I had a marvelous time, but I have to tell you, it's great to be home.
About time you came home.
Thanks. And we're joined here this morning, as always, with Bob Belongi.
And good morning and welcome back. Your motorhome excursion across the great nation was a good one, I trust?
Oh, it was fantastic. In fact, I'm going to be talking about that a little bit this morning because I have some really great insights and stories to tell about this America that we live in.
That would be a bucket list thing of mine, is to try to visit as many states as possible, you know, in a road trip. And that and doing the inside passage up to Alaska would be really cool.
Yes, yes. I've now visited, not necessarily in my motorhome, but in one manner or another since my childhood, every state in the United States except Rhode Island.
Oh.
And there's a reason I didn't make Rhode Island has to do with the New York Bridge, George Washington Bridge in New York. And after doing that, I decided the better part of valor was to get the heck out of that congested area.
Fly there next time.
I think so.
You got one of those maps on the side of your rig where you cover it?
I should have.
Yeah.
Anyway. It's 92 degrees. No, it isn't. It's 67 degrees in downtown Ready. We're looking for a high today near 92. Calm wind becoming a north around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy with a low around 66 tonight. And then on Friday, we're looking for a high near 95. Sunny and warm throughout the weekend, and it looks like a summer is here. The weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts, and you can give them a call at 365-3793.
Well, all week, of course, Carl and Linda have been out and about, and they're over on the coast for Linda's birthday. She wanted to go, and I think it's somewhere up around Smith River, someplace like that.
Around Brookings, I think.
Yeah. Oh, up in Oregon. Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's a beautiful area.
Yeah, but you know the disadvantage.
I was in Coos Bay
that,
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, the disadvantage of that is they're not sleeping in their own beds.
Oh, absolutely. One thing that I always hear from Carl and Linda when I come back from a road trip is, of course, that they couldn't wait to get back to their Sleep Number bed because that means they will know better sleep. And you know what? If you have not yet experienced a Sleep Number bed, you can save $500 on the Memorial Day special edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. Now, I'm a techie guy. Okay, I do Boomer Tech Radio on the weekends. And what Sleep IQ technology does is that it actually each night makes a suggestion on maybe you should tweak your sleep number up or down based on, I guess, how much you move around. Mm-hmm. And I want to look into this a little bit more, but it actually has an app for your smartphone that helps you analyze your sleep and suggest some new settings. And so, Trish, what is your sleep number?
My sleep number is 55, and I can't tell you the difference if sleeping in my motorhome, which I love, and sleeping on my sleep number bed. I lay down, I sleep from the time I lay on the bed until I wake up in the morning. If you're not sleeping quite good or it feels a little different, maybe too much exercise, just that number. But I've had mine for over 10 years, and they're the best.
Well, of course, you can come to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. It's the only place you'll find the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn it on. All you have to do is sleep. And once again, this weekend, $500 savings on the Sleep Number Memorial Day Special Edition, but time is running out. After this weekend, it is all gone. Sleep Number in the Target Shopping Center, 1315 Churn Creek Road.
So, Chris.
Yo.
This weekend, down in Anderson, lots going on. On Friday night, we're doing the big dinner.
Friday night, we have the fundraising dinner for Anderson Explodes. Yes.
Tell us about Anderson Explodes.
Well, it's the community... Jeez, my brain just went completely to fudge. It's the community fireworks that they put on July 3rd. I believe it's the 22nd year. And it is totally volunteer. The volunteers raise all the money to put on the event. And so hence the reason for our dinner Friday night.
Exactly. The drawing for the $10,000 that you buy a ticket. There's only a certain number of tickets that are sold. Are there any tickets still available?
I believe there are a few, yes.
Yes. Okay. So, and that's great. Usually we sell those out.
Yep.
Some one lucky person is guaranteed $10,000.
Yeah. And I won it 1 year.
I know you did, and I'm waiting for my turn. After the last 2 months, I could use the investment into my income.
Serves you right for being gone for 7 weeks. Get no sympathy here.
I understand that. I do understand it. So anyway, the dinner's on Friday night down at the fairgrounds, and then on July 3rd, and that's a big deal down there. I mean, that's, you know, for years, Anderson had the only fireworks. For many, many years, it was down at the Anderson River Park, and that was the fireworks display for the entire community. Chamber of Commerce did it at that time, and then after a while, they decided not to do that, went by the wayside. Reading started their program up here in Reading on July 4th. At a certain point, the community decided, though, you know what? We like doing our own fireworks. So they came back up with the July 3rd thing, and now this is just a group of volunteers that's putting it on. Great show.
It is an awesome show. It's about 22 minutes, nice big shells, and yeah, it's a great time. They're going to have music this year. The Tennessee River Band's going to play, and of course, the fairgrounds are always beautiful to hang out in. And
absolutely, so, yes. Yeah. It's a fun day, and then have the entertainment that evening and the fireworks. So that's a good thing. And also this weekend, and in fact, at the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to have, Butch Schaefer and another guy come in, a gentleman, I don't remember his name, to talk about the race at the fairgrounds this weekend.
Yeah, big NASCAR race, which is a big deal. We haven't had NASCAR here in quite a few years. So yeah we're
Bill
looking
Schmidt
forward
Memorial,
to it.
That's going to be marvelous. They're going to tell us all about that when they come in at 8 o'clock. So that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, sad it has to be named the Bill Schmidt Memorial, but
exactly, but a fitting memorial.
Absolutely.
I mean, absolutely. Just a fitting recognition for a great guy that was so involved in NASCAR for so many years. And that's such an important part of the North State and Shasta County.
Yeah, great people.
Yeah, marvelous people. And his wife, Sylvia, is still very involved. And good people. Yeah, that's what America is made up of, I found on this trip.
Oh, well, that's encouraging to know.
You know, and I will say just because I want to tell a few stories this morning, because just it's a great thing that the way I travel is kind of I meander. I don't have any goals, and I don't hit the big cities so much. I try to find those unique little spots in the middle of nowhere that nobody else has ever heard of, and sometimes that's a really good thing, and sometimes it's a bit of a disappointment. But what I did find, and I want to say this, is America is alive and well. And I have a few instances to tell about different things. We get so jaded by listening to the news of the metropolitan areas, and there's no question that's what's leading this United States. But there still is a bunch of people out there living the American dream. Family-owned businesses that employ whole communities by their product or whatever they're doing. There's flags waving. There's signs on the side of the road that just make you feel good. And when we come back after this break, I want to tell you a couple of those stories.
Great.
And you're listening to KCNR 1460. 7:14 is our time. 605-4567 is the number to call in on. And more Free Fire Radio right after these messages.
Everything turn. There is a season, turn, and a time to every purpose.
under heaven. A time to be born.
Get ready, race fans. NASCAR Pro Series West roars into Shasta County for the Bill Schmidt Memorial 150 K&N race at the Shasta Speedway, May 29th and 30th. This will be the first time in 22 years a NASCAR Racing Series has raced at the Shasta Speedway, and you don't have to miss any of it. Over 20 NASCAR drivers will compete 150 laps. Just go to ShastaSpeedway.com for complete details. Don't miss your chance to experience NASCAR at the Shasta Speedway on May 30th. Get your advance tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com Ticketly or buy local at participating Tri-Counties banks and Napa Auto Parts. This is sure to be a sellout NASCAR event right here in Anderson. There's still time to get your tickets online at Shasta-Speedway.com Ticketly or local outlets. You can experience NASCAR right here at the Shasta Speedway on Saturday, May 30th. See you there!
My name is Ben Goring, and I'm a high-voltage journeyman lineman for REU, your community-owned electric utility. Linemen maintain REU's system. No matter summer's heat or winter's cold and rain, we are there for you. Our team loves what we do and are committed to doing it safely. Providing the Redding community with reliable power is not only a top priority at REU, it's our passion. I live, work, and play in this community. I'm a husband, a dad, and the coach of my daughter's soccer team. I'm a lineman and very proud to be part of Redding Electric Utilities family.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Too much in Texas, not enough here. What's up with that? KCNR 1460, home of Community Talk Radio, Free Fire Radio, 20 minutes now after 7 o'clock, and we have Chris and Trish, because I can't say it the other way around. Hey, we had, you know, you've heard of Jersey Mike's Subs, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, pretty good stuff over there. Now, they're doing something really cool. We have these coupons dropped off, and I'm trying to figure out the best way to hand these out. I have 16 of these cards that if you go to Jersey Mike's Sub by Saturday. These expire on Saturday. So if you come by the radio station here, 1326 Market Street, and ask for these are one person per one coupon per person per visit. So I don't want somebody cleaning them all up. But if you come by and ask, I will give you one of these. If you make a $2 donation to the Veterans of Foreign War, VFW, here in Reading, Jersey Mike's will transmit your donation directly to the Veterans of Foreign Wars, and you'll get a sub sandwich out of the deal.
Pretty good.
Can't beat free sub. Free sub for a $2 donation that goes to the VFW. I've got a handful of these, about 16 of them. Come by the radio station, 1326 Market Street. Anytime today, there should be somebody here. And ask for one, and you'll be able to take it. One per person, please, because that's going to be the fairest way we can do it.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Good plan.
So if I go outside and come back in, I can have one?
You're always looking for a workaround, aren't you? Looking for that loophole. Call you Loophole Chris.
Okay, so welcome back. This is Free Fire Radio. This is Trish Clark and Chris Vaga. And when we're kind of just chatting this morning and talking about a road trip I recently took in my motorhome. And I want to kind of start the whole thing by, it was really interesting because weather has such an impact when you're traveling. When we left here on Easter Sunday, we left kind of and just were deadheading because we needed to get past Reno because they were threatening the snow. And the roads get really slushy in Reno and what have you. And as a matter of fact, we did hit snow all the way across and into Winnemucca and woke up the next morning with icicles hanging out of the rig next to us because they obviously had a water leak and it had frozen overnight.
You spent the night in Winnemucca.
Yes.
I am so sorry.
Oh, I know.
She hits all the high spots when she drives.
I told you I stay on the side roads. But the important part of that message is that we came back last Thursday. We hit hail, big hail, miserably big hail. I thought it was going to blow my windshield out between Winnemucca and Reno. That was a week ago. So all across the United States, we knew it was spring because when we left here, our daffodils had quit blooming. We were done with daffodils and lilacs. But all across the United States, the further east we got, we saw daffodils. We saw lilacs. We saw wonderful dogwood. People always talk about traveling in the fall and how beautiful it is. Wow, you need to travel in the spring. I mean, the spring flowers and the greens, the different colors of greens breaking out across every place. We also knew it was winter, however, because in between the spring flowers, we were liable to hit snow or hail or a threatened hurricane or almost anything. The great part of that is, though, I travel with this really great weather angel who makes all that stuff happen at night and not when I want to sightsee. And they have the hurricanes behind me and they have the snowstorm in front of me, but they don't seem to do it where I'm at. So that's pretty cool.
That Mary, she's blessed.
Yeah. And Mary's blessed. She is. We just kind of seem to float through the whole thing oblivious. What is it? They take care of widows and orphans or something and people who don't know what they're doing.
And crazy ladies.
And crazy ladies. But you know, I want to get back to the because, Chris, here's the deal. As an example, there was this little place in Woodstock, Vermont. Woodstock, Vermont. And it's called the Sugarbush Farm. And we found this great brochure for the Sugarbush Farm. It makes maple syrup, okay? So we go through the whole thing of finding this place on this little road, and let me talk about the roads. Oh, my God. You've never seen roads like where the bad weather is like that. Anyway, so we bounced our way into this place in Woodstock, Vermont, and it's a maple plant. It is. It's a third generation. They make maple syrup, and they ship maple syrup all over the world. We're talking a place. Oh, gosh, I don't know, the size of a normal family lot with some surroundings, maybe 4 or 5 acres of trees. Pipe that you can see running between the trees where they're taking the maple syrup out. A room where they're packaging cheese, which they also make online. We went through the whole production plant, which is something that somebody started in their garage about 100 years ago. And it's still working, and it's all there. They work 24 hours. They have a big gift shop. There's people coming and going. And it's supporting the whole community because they have people who work there and go out in the trees. And they have a little chapel there that they put up. It was the most incredible thing you've ever seen. But it's supporting a whole community and shipping syrup all over Sugarbush Farms. You go out, you can find it in any of the novelty stores all over the East Coast. Not quite like the brochure, but very much what America's about.
Well, that's encouraging because Lord knows with the news we listen to, you forget that places like that exist.
Well, you do. And another example of Cedar Grove, Wisconsin. We were there going to the House on the Rock. Anybody ever heard of the Alex Jordan's House on the Rock? He, very eccentric gentleman, he built this house around this massive rock. And this house makes the Winchester Mystery House. It was about five of those. And it's room after room after room of around this rock of the most eccentric collections you've ever seen in your life. I mean, there's one whole wing that is merry-go-round stuff, but it's not horse merry-go-rounds. It's animals.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's
a big thing, is the exotic animal merry-go-round carousel animals. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, well, and then you go to another room, and it had a... Well, there's just a whole history behind this house on the rock. Look that up on the internet and you'll go, oh my God, who would believe it? And this guy just built this house year after year. It's a big thing there.
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Frank Lloyd Wright has another place down from there where there's a visitor center where there's a house that he built. And so again, those are just, somebody told us we got to see the house on the rock in Ohio. We went to see that. Anyway, while we were there, we saw this place where there was supposed to be this cheese factory. Again, very small, family operated, third generation. The gentleman who gave us the tour, he was home from college. He was the grandson of the founder of it. And he had his notes because this is the first time he'd given the tour. And so he had his notes all written down, but took us through this very small factory. We learned all about curds and whey. I mean, I never really thought too much about that, but that's actually, they separate the milk and they come up with the curds and the whey, and then they reprocess the whey and use it for nutrient for dog food and all kinds of stuff like that. And then they sell the curd, which is what the cheese is, and they sell, that's a delicacy, the little pieces that they sell just in a bag, just curds.
Cheese curds, absolutely.
And then they package all that up and what have you. And so we're watching this operation, and I got pictures that you look in there, and there's like four guys in there. They run a 24-hour shift. These big vats of the product coming in, the milk coming in. They buy all the milk locally from like five or six different farms there in that area, and they ship, they make 7,000 pounds of cheese a week, and they ship all over the world.
So are you going to start a cheese factory in your garage now?
I'm thinking. Actually, no, I'm going to go with the Jim Beam thing.
That sounds much better. I could be your taste tester for that.
Listen, and we went through the Jim Beam plant. Now, this is in Kentucky. And you can't do Kentucky without doing the Bourbon Trail. I mean, you just can't do that.
Okay, now, is this also in a dry county like Jack Daniels is, where you can't even drink what they make?
No, okay. It's not. but so we went through, I mean, I'm not a bourbon drinker. I drink scotch. But I had to do because bourbon's a thing there. My father was a Jim Beam drinker, so I said, okay, we're going to do the Jim Beam factory. Now, that was a big deal. I mean, and we went completely through that whole process, and they take you from the very start of the barley and the mash and the whole stuff, take you all the way through the product. We watched them go through how they do it, and then they have the barrels, and they age for different lengths, and that's how they determine the price and the different grades of the alcohol that they sell, the different brand names. Basically, it's all the same kind of mix, and I was kind of surprised to know that Jim Beam makes darn near every one of the bourbons that we drink in one manner or another. Anyway, then we opened our own. We broke open a barrel. The tour group I was on, there was like 12 of us, and we actually broke open a barrel and tasted it, And then we watched it go through and we bottled our own bottle and watched it come right out of that barrel into the system. And then we put our fingerprint on that thing. It was brilliant. It was a fun deal.
That sounds really interesting.
And actually, it was really good sipping bourbon. And I did bring back samples.
So, in other words, you ate and drank your way across the United States.
I did, and antiqued and shopped. And yeah, I did. Well, you can't not do that, you know. We're going to take a break.
All righty. It is 7:30 KCNR 1460. This portion of the program is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California. For a limited time, NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents to take a basic CCW course. Register online at readingccw.com or call NFI at 999-1822.
Nate Abarea here for my friends at Palomar Builders. Palomar respects this community and is committed to building the best and highest valued homes in Reading. It's all about improving and supporting the area we call home, the North State. That's why local subcontractors are such a huge part of the process and have helped make Palomar Builders' reputation what it is today. On the radio, Palomar Builders helps to make programs like Destination North State and Reading Colt 45's baseball possible here on KCNR. A trusted local builder for nearly 25 years, Palomar Builders.
Adamson's Peak Performance is our gym of choice. There is nothing better than to feel in shape, and that can make you feel on top of the world. Adamson's Peak Performance. No gimmicks, no games, no hypes. Make workouts fun at Adamson's Peak Performance, located at 3050 C Street. Give them a call at 221-8006. That's Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I have seen a big increase in the ethanol-free 93, so everyone's starting to do yard work. So come on in and fill up your jugs. We got another load of barbecue bottles in, so come in and grab an extra one. We just got a fresh load of race car fuel and methanol for all the off-highway tractor guys, red diesel, hydraulic oil, grease in barrels and tubes. We do sell bulk oil. If you need a quart or 55 gallons, we got you covered. If you need an extra storage tank, give us a call. We have a few used ones and comm vaults. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to real people and not answering machines. Farm, ranch, logging, and construction, we cover them all. Corning, Weaverville, Reading, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Hey, Chris, this one's for you. Remember these guys, Bachman Turner Overdrive? Are they now playing in an Indian casino somewhere in the Midwest?
I didn't catch them, but I should have.
That's where bands go to die, is Indian gaming casinos, I swear.
I think you're absolutely right.
It's like the elephant graveyard for rockers.
You know, I will tell you, Bob, that a lot of those states have gotten a whole lot smarter than we are. They're not just doing Indian gaming. A lot of them are private enterprise gaming. And they figured out that there's a way that their communities can make some money out of that gaming, too. But Welcome back. This is Trish Clark. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump in to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. I bet you've got a story to share about an interesting travel log that you've had as well. I think, we've gone on trips together, you and I.
Yeah, but you left me home this time.
I know, but you said you couldn't go for 7 weeks. I mean,
well, I might have been able to if you'd have twisted my arm.
I will tell you that I don't think I'm going to do that lengthy a trip again. That's a long time to be gone.
7 weeks is a long time to be gone.
It's hard to come home because I'm home a week now and I'm just feeling totally buried. I don't think I'll ever dig my way out.
And we feel so sorry for
you. I know. I'm getting so much sympathy here. I'm not getting any sympathy. So let me just for a little while bore you some more with some of the stuff because there's so much. Like I say, there's so much out there that people have not seen or heard about. There's the big cities that everybody says, oh, you ought to go there. I do have to tell you about my experience in New York City. I thought I had that figured out that the road we were going to take, I've been to New York City, and I didn't want to do that again in the motorhome. However, as I was driving along, it got very congested very quickly, and we're both looking at the road and looking at trying to keep on where we're supposed to go and listening to the GPS. And I kind of took a ride out of my head, and I went, oh, my God, that's the New York skyline. And about that time, I ended up on the George Washington Bridge. And unfortunately, I was on the lower deck of the George Washington Bridge. You can't take motorhomes across the lower edge. So that's a story for a little lengthy, but I managed to make it after entering a one-way street going the wrong way with directions from many people to do so. So I just said, okay, I will, to get up to the upper bridge, which cost me $76, by the way, to go across that bridge.
$76 to cross a bridge.
The George Washington Bridge
that's
in New York.
That's because she went the wrong route.
I'm not sure whether that was a penalty, just a gotcha. There's no right.
California plate charge.
There's no rhyme or reason because you get on one toll and it's $1.36. The next one you go through is $42. And it's like I'm driving the same rig the whole time. I'm not sure what the criteria is for. I think it's whatever they feel like charging me at that point.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do about it?
And, of course, they charge you according to what you're driving, so I sense a little social engineering at work because they want everybody to drive, Priuses and Leaves and little plastic aluminum can cars,
That may well be, but I'm here to tell you that whatever they're doing with that money, they are not spending it on the roads.
A lot of simulated lunar surface.
Goodness. I towed that little Suzuki, and there was a couple of times I looked back, and I couldn't even find him. He was in a pothole. Just kind of feel a jerk as he came out. It was bad roads. Pennsylvania holds the top edge on the bad roads. Oh, yeah. I don't know what that was about, but it was like thinking you're going to have dentures by the time you get done because your teeth are just getting rattled. I every evening I kind of traveled the inside of the motorhome with a screwdriver, just kind of putting things back together that had rattled apart during the ride.
I've been there.
Yeah, it's awful. And so I think our roads are kind of like velvet. But let me give you some more highlights because we hit a lot of stuff. Went to the Churchill Downs the week before the Kentucky Derby, and I am a big race fan. I've loved to watch the horse races, and I took a lot of pictures of the contenders racing around that track that morning. We were out there bright and early. They were working out the horses. Just standing there where that starting gate that you've seen so many times and the towers, and it was really something. Fantastic. I'm sure I have a picture of the winner. I haven't identified it yet, but the contenders were all out there, and I'm sure I have a picture of the
winner.
Just
not in the winner's circle.
Not in the winner's circle because I was a week early. But also went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio.
Oh, that would be fun.
And, of course, those of you who know me well know that I have a picture of every member of the Oakland Raiders who was ever inducted to the Football Hall of Fame. I have all of the guys that were ever involved in that. I was interested to learn some things I didn't know, one of which was, Ray Guy was a football fan, so recognized, probably the best punter kicker that football saw in a lot of years, and everybody agreed with that. For whatever reason, they never inducted him until 2014. And it was because of the members that had already been inducted that insisted that he be included in that class. So there's still a lot of politics going on with, you know.
Unfortunately, football. There's politics everywhere.
Well, there absolutely is. But and then the other story I want to tell you about, and this was, again, the Americana stuff. Hershey, Pennsylvania. Of course, now everybody knows.
Wait.
Everybody knows about Hershey chocolate. Couple of interesting facts. He started his candy business, young Mr. Hershey, making caramel. Wasn't chocolate. And made a lot of money making caramel. And then adopted a recipe from Europe. Just had to do the milk chocolate thing. And then developed, ended up losing, selling the caramel recipe at one time. And then it's now back with the company. Fascinating story. But we did that too. We went through that entire factory. We built our own candy bar, got to put our own ingredients in it and make our own label and watch that whole process of how the different kinds of chocolate are made.
Yeah, we once upon a time there was a big Nestle plant just outside of Modesto before the state of California chased them out, every other major industry. And it was fascinating, the process of making chocolate on that scale, but even on that scale they were using these big stone tubs to heat the chocolate with stone rollers, and the friction is what cooked the chocolate. It was an amazing process.
Yeah. Do you know, I think for me, it's we take so many things for granted, and that's why I search out these little, okay, what do they do here that's different, what do they do that's exciting, what makes their product a little different. And it's absolutely fascinating to go through and learn all of that, and then hope that we retain at least part of it.
Yeah, in our age, that's kind of that's a challenge.
It is, even remembering just the names of the towns, and especially, like, you know, here takes you all, I mean, what, 12, 14 hours to drive from one end of California to the other, probably 15 hours. You can be in four states back there in less than an hour. So trying to figure out what town you're in, let alone what state you're in, a lot of times is difficult. But I want to tell you about Hershey, Pennsylvania. This guy, and I'll just throw out here that he was a good Republican. I can tell by the way that people that visited, the presidents who were there in the museum and the different things. But he built this whole town, Hershey, Pennsylvania. And you do a bus tour. They put you on a bus, and it's like an hour and a half, and take you through this entire town and point out the library and the botanical gardens and the everything that Mr. Hershey and his family built. They never had any children, but they built this, as an example, this orphanage. He had a young bad childhood, a struggling childhood. And he just had an empathy for especially at that time, young boys. It's now both. But he built this orphanage for these young boys to be brought up in a family atmosphere, with an education and a background and a work ethic. And that was kind of his goal. So he has farms and he has nurseries and he has all these things that these kids work at. There are now 2,000 students in that orphanage. He takes those kids literally from birth through college. But the whole thing is they work their way all the way through that. They are a part of a family. They have families who live in these homes and these dorms with them, and these kids are all a part of a family that they all contribute. They all are a part of it. His whole thing was the work ethic, that this is America is great, and you need to learn to be a contributing part of it.
Which is the success of private enterprise, and how sad now that everything has to be done by the government because they do it so well.
And that's it in a nutshell, Chris, because this – and he didn't – these things are not – he doesn't – the family, Hershey, does not own all of these things. He built them. He built them well. He put in the proper infrastructure. They're beautiful. It's a gorgeous, well-maintained town, but the town owns it. Hershey doesn't own it. He built it, and then he gave it to them. But it's all – like I said, I laughed because as I looked at the different presidents who had been through there, and I thought, yeah, good Republican. You can tell this is – you know, what I'm saying is it's that private enterprise.
Yeah.
I was just so impressed with the story, the man, the whole community must-see thing on a visit through Pennsylvania.
Yeah, if I'd have been with you, I could have done that.
I know, Chris, and I'm feeling really badly as this hour's going on. That
Can
I
you
didn't...
hear the guilt heaping on?
I'm doing my best.
Yeah, she's doing really good at that. And Chris is better at that than most, you know. She can put those little zingers in like crazy.
Trish, you love your jewelry, obviously.
I do.
Where do you go to get some custom jewelry?
Well, there's only one place. You go to Field Jewelers and Leonard. You go. I can't believe I said that. Four Winds Jewelers.
Welcome to Live Radio.
Welcome to Live Radio. And I don't know where that came from because I was there yesterday. Four Winds Jewelers. Absolutely. I didn't even say that. Oh, Leonard. Leonard. He has a whole bunch of my jewels as we speak.
They are the jewelry store of choice for Carl and Linda and Trish.
And I don't even know where that thing came from. I'm so sorry.
They are 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2750. If you've got a watch that needs repair, they are your people to go to. That is Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive in Reading, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Summer is here, and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, June 4th in Elements Lounge inside Wind Rivers Resort and Casino. Join me, Linda Bott, with Pat Karch on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramont is on drums, and my very special guest, Rick Hill, on guitar. How about some romance on the river with a very special menu? Call for reservations now at 243-3377. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Elements Lounge from 7 to 9 p.m. Thursday, June 4th.
People across our nation are achieving remarkable things in later life. Compass Shining Care invites you to celebrate Older Americans Month, honoring the achievements of seniors who are using their wisdom, talents, and expertise to make a positive impact in our community. Nominate a local senior today for the 3rd Annual Powerful Senior Award. Shining Care invites you to join us in promoting healthy aging, increased community involvement, and quality life for our elders. Shining Care's life care experts provide guidance and advocacy for families who are caring for older relatives or disabled adults, assisting with the challenges of aging by providing consultations and risk assessments, care planning, coordination, and in-home care, as well as the advocacy and support that provide families peace of mind. Visit shiningcare.org or visit Grace Place Tea House at 1448 Pine Street in downtown Reading.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It's KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. I'm joined here this morning with by Chris Swaga.
Hi there.
And we're just kind of actually giving a little rundown of the travels of my friend Mary Mooney and I on our 7-week motorhome trip across actually the northeastern states of the United States. And I'm surprised that they gave me back the microphone after my fupa in the last hour, which I apologize for again. And so I just kind of want to wrap up with a couple of things just fun stuff that we saw. In small communities, for those of you that are on Facebook, you need to get in there and kind of take a look at some of the pictures that we posted, because we posted a lot of pictures of things that you're probably not seeing, but you might want to put on your list of when you go through the United States. As an example, in Loveland, Colorado, it's near Fort Collins. There was this marvelous sculpture garden that was in the center of the town, and it had picnic areas and what have you. But the sculptures were absolutely unbelievable. And then in Fort Collins, right next to it, they had a downtown square where they had hundreds, at least 100 pianos, old wooden pianos that were an art thing. And they were painted with different decor and what have you. And the gal that we visited there, she actually was an artist, friend of Mary's, and so she had painted one of the pianos. And you go through this square, and people are actually sitting. They're just starting to get the pianos out because it's been winter. But people are playing the pianos, and they're gorgeous. I mean, the art on them is just incredible, and they sit around all over the malls, and different people come by. They come up, and somebody will come up with a horn or something and sit down, and somebody will play the piano, and they have this music going on all over the downtown. It was incredible.
Don't you love Americana?
Again.
Well, I know up in Grants Pass, they had this art thing where they had these bears, these fiberglass bears they set out, and artists would decorate them up, and they were really cool. And Grants Pass is a fraction the size of Redding. They do really cool stuff like that. We do a slip and slide down Placer Road as our claim to fame. I know I'm harping on an old on a sore spot with some people, but seriously, is that the best Redding can do?
The other thing I noticed is, and we get this thing about don't clutter up our roads with signs and all of this beautification stuff. The way some of these communities, South Dakota, they've got a lock on getting you off the freeway. I mean, they get you with the old, almost like the Burma sign thing.
Oh, Burma shave.
Burma shave signs. And I mean, you get to the wall drug. You can't go through South Dakota and not stop at Wall Drug. I'm guaranteeing it. You just got to do that because they have got you coming and going with the advertisements and the enticements about all of the stuff. And when you get there, is it a tourist trap? Straight up. Is it fun? And are the prices great? And they've got lovely little shops. I'm wearing a couple of beautiful black gold rings that I ended up with a little shop there.
They got you.
They got me. But so I'm just saying, you know, we get so jaded, I think, listening to all of the crap going on in all these communities. And certainly I'm sure that some of these communities I visited had some of that going on. I will say I didn't see it. I didn't see the shopping carts. I didn't see the homeless. Maybe they got a better handle on it. Maybe they're in the bigger cities. I don't know.
You get to come home for that.
I do. And I noticed it right away. And I the other thing I noticed the presence of continually are the American flags on the sides of businesses, up and down the freeways, wherever you look, and signs that say it like it is. And of course, I probably noticed them because I agree with most of the signs they had. They weren't liking the present administration. They had some very definite ideas about some of his programs, and they weren't afraid to put it on a big-sized billboard all across the United States.
So do you hear about the Marine who she had a Bible verse on her computer? And she's actually in a whole lot of trouble over it. I'll have to look up the story, but yeah. She's being charged with bad discipline. So I'll have to look up the exact charges, but this is where the military's going. Todd Starnes has been all over the story and stuff. Yeah.
You know, gosh, and we are in so much trouble. with all of the things that are happening. I don't know whether people are paying attention to the stuff that's happening. This administration has another, what, year and a half to beat us to death? And,
Lord help us.
And they're going to do everything they possibly can. And I don't think he's even begun to start doing his own thing with executive orders.
Here it is. United States Marine convicted at a court-martial for refusing to remove a Bible verse on her computer, a verse of scripture the military determined could easily be seen as contrary to good order and discipline.
A Bible verse.
The verse being, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Wow. And this is from a country, let me remind you, that started, regardless of what they want to tell me this country's about, this country started by a group of people who came over from Europe to avoid religious prosecution and prohibition. They came because they didn't want to all belong to the Church of England. And we have a constitution that says government shall make no law about religion. And we taught our children out of the Bible. Where in the world are we now and why are we there?
It's sad. There's no doubt about it.
I think after my trip, maybe I get energized. Of course, the last time I came back, I was convinced because that was my southeastern states. And I came back convinced that Obama was not going to win re-election just from what I saw in those states. And then that wasn't wrong. But when is the people I saw out there who believe in this country and don't think it should be reestablished and changed entirely, when are we all going to stand up together and say enough?
Well, the problem is you're outnumbered by all the people that are on the dole. How are you going to beat that number? You know, the more you give people, the more dependent you make them on government. You have them suckered in, and you have them encased in this theory that they'll never, I mean, you take away all incentive for them to ever be more than they are.
There's no question. That's accurate. And if you look at the red-blue map, you quickly realize that the land mass of the United States is very much red. But the population centers, the New York cities and the Boston and Chicago, you know, Chicago, Illinois, and Los Angeles and San Francisco and all of that, that's where the people who are not property owners, they're renters.
Or squatters
or illegal immigrants or whatever the heck they are. And unfortunately, they all vote, including the illegal immigrants.
Or they are members of the donor class.
Well,
the elites who think that they know so much more than the rest of us and are so much more enlightened and smarter than the rest of us. Gun-toting, Bible-thumping country bumpkins, I believe.
Yes.
You paraphrase the president.
Well, gosh, yeah. You know, so, I mean, but I don't know. I still have to believe that there's enough of those rednecks out there in those countries that they still got their guns and they're still making a living and they're still working their farms. And at some point, I think when they come in there and try to do the things in those small communities that are happening in the bigger cities with the, I think they're going to revolt. I think they're going to stand up and be counted.
They better get mad quick.
I think, time's running out. I don't know. I spent 7 weeks trying not to listen to the news, not to follow that so much, but it's there. There's no question that we're in a lot of trouble.
You're not looking forward to 8 years of the strident voice of Hillary Clinton
telling
us how messed up we all are?
I at one point would have said that simply isn't possible that we would elect her. But after electing Obama twice, I think anything's possible. God help this country. And I think maybe that's, boy, let me wrap it up quickly and just say that I think that is the answer. And I don't prophesize a whole lot, but I think that this country was founded with a good republic form of government.
If only we could find some good Republicans.
Exactly. I think they're one side is the good as bad as the other at this point. But I think at some point we got to turn back to what made us powerful, and it is one country under God.
We'll leave it at that. Take it up to the top of the hour. You're listening to KCNR 1460. And Trish Clark and Chris Zwaga will continue during the next hour. Of course, your calls and comments, 605-4567. It's 73 degrees in Reading. The news is next.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Brazos River is almost cresting in North Texas following days of relentless rains that could cause some headaches, according to Parker County spokesman Joel Kurtok.
If we get more rain over the Brazos River Basin, over Possum Kingdom Lake, and they have to release more water, that water on top of the water that's already here would cause some significant flooding.
In Houston, officials warn the San Jacinto River will flood some neighborhoods. Those who did not evacuate could be cut off for several days. Meantime, crews in Central Texas continuing the search for nine people feared dead after the swollen Blanco River washed away a vacation home. Soccer's governing body FIFA due to open its annual Congress despite warnings from sponsors that some may pull out because of allegations of bribery.
The company said it was profoundly disappointed by developments at the organization. It said that if FIFA did not make changes now, it would reassess its support. Other key sponsors, including McDonald's and the carmaker Hyundai, said they were monitoring developments.
That's BBC's Theo Leggett. Russian President Vladimir Putin had some tough talk today for the U.S. concerning the allegations. He says it's odd that the corruption probe was launched at the request of U.S. officials for crimes which do not involve its citizens and did not happen in the United States. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says military leaders are thinking up ways to do more to help Iraqi forces in the fight against ISIS.
One particular way that's extremely important is to involve the Sunni tribes in the fight. That means training and equipping them.
He also says an effort is being made to speed up the delivery of important weapons to the battlefield. Looking to the financial markets, the Dow Jones Industrial Average coming off a booming session of 121 points, but it is struggling in early trading right now. It is down by about 90 points, and this is SRN News.
Doolittle Tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-884-1759. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-884-1759. 800-884-1759. That's 800-884-1759.
A Washington, D.C. man has been charged with making fake threats. We get more details from SRN's Greg Cluxton.
Police arrested a man once featured on a cable TV reality show and charged him with calling in fake threats against metro stations, buses, and trains here in the nation's capital. Jerez Nehemiah Stone Coleman, who is also known as Kid Cole, is accused of calling 911 on 11 occasions to report bomb threats or hostage situations since December, including reports of plans to take hostages on a metro bus for a $15 million ransom.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, as he prepares to enter the crowded field of Republican presidential hopefuls, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is retiring from the Air Force Reserve. He serves part-time as an attorney in the service, and he is expected to make his military and foreign policy credentials a centerpiece of his presidential campaign. This is SRN News. A newly discovered glitch in Apple software can cause iPhones to mysteriously shut down when they receive a certain text message.
Apple says it's aware of the problem and is working on a fix. But some pranksters are sharing information about the glitch on social media and using it to crash other people's phones. The problem only occurs when the iPhone receives a message with a specific string of characters, including some Arabic characters. That's according to several tech blogs. When an iPhone isn't being used, it typically shows a shortened version of the message on the phone's lock screen. That shortened combination of characters apparently triggers the crash. Owners can prevent the problem by using phone settings to turn off the message previews feature.
That's SRN's Keith Peters. Amazon is offering free same-day delivery service in some cities to its Prime members starting today. More than a million items, including books, electronics, and vacation gear, will be eligible for same-day delivery in 14 metro areas. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 Radio, community radio for the North State. KCNR1460.com if you want to jump into the chat room. 530-605-4567 if you want to give us a call. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday. We're sitting in this morning with my friend Chris Zwaga.
And we have a guest, my friend Butch Schaefer.
Good morning, everyone.
Butch is going to give us a little update on what's happening in Anderson this weekend. Right now, it's 67 degrees in downtown Redding.
Correction on that. I did not update the board. It is 74.
Oh, okay. It's gotten warm in the last hour. It's 74. And we're looking for a high near 92 today. Calm wind becoming north about 5 miles an hour. Not anything to worry about. Partly cloudy with a low near around 66 this evening. Sunny with a high near 95 on Friday. And Friday night, 66, mostly sunny, and around 92 on the weekend, Saturday.
And you need to bear with Trish because the print she's reading is so tiny that her little eyeballs are straining to read it.
Yeah, this is like, I mean, I think it's like a 6. I don't know what happened to the printer, but yeah, it's a little difficult to see. And the weather is brought to us, as always, by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. Veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, you know what else is cool? What's really, really cool is some nice music presented by Lady Bot and the Bluebirds on June the 4th at Wind River Casino in the lounge there, in the Elements Lounge. 243-3377, the number to call. Come on down to Wind River Casino and Resort and join them for a fabulous evening with Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, our very own Linda Bot, singing and entertaining you from 7 to 9. You can dine, drink, and dance the night away. Elements Lounge in Wind River Casino, June the 4th, 243-3377, to go see Romance on the River with a special menu. It is an evening to remember.
It absolutely is. And if you haven't taken the opportunity to go down there on one of the nights that Linda and her group are singing, you really need to do it. It's something special.
And you're in town, so now you can do it this month.
I think so. I think that's great. And she's not gonna quit, is she?
No.
Trish has been on the road a whole bunch, and so have I. It's nice and cool in Iowa, and I come home and it's hot.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing to catch the change in temperature across the United States for any given day. They get rain where they don't need it. We got none here. It's amazing.
Yeah, we'll take some of that Texas water anytime.
Well, we sure will. So Butch, what's happening at the Shasta District Fairgrounds this weekend?
This weekend, we're Shasta Speedway will be introducing NASCAR back to Northern California. This will be the first time in 22 years that the K&M Pro Series has made an appearance at Shasta. We have 22 cars that are pre-entered. We have teams coming from Washington, Oregon, Southern California, Arizona. And the nice thing is that our local economy is going to see a boost from the number of people that have booked rooms, and they're going to stay and watch a great race.
That's great. And on Friday, we have a parade where you're going to actually get to see all the cars.
Yeah. Traditionally, any type of NASCAR event, whether it's a Sprint Cup or a K&N race, in the town that they race, they usually make a parade with all the haulers. The nice thing this year with this parade, we are going to invite the local racers to also participate. I want to showcase the local cars right along with the K&N cars. The big adventure for us this year is we have NBC Sports Net who will be televising this race. So it's going to give Shasta Speedway and Anderson, California, some exposure that they've never had before.
Oh, that's marvelous. And, you know, there was a time we had NASCAR racing here.
Yes. At one point, we were a NASCAR weekly racing series. To give you a little history, Shasta Speedway was one of the first eight original weekly racing series tracks that were under the NASCAR umbrella. NASCAR was here a few years ago when George Wade was our promoter. Since then, NASCAR has kind of disappeared, and we're trying to reintroduce NASCAR back into our community.
And it'll be fun and exciting to have them back.
It will. We got almost half our field is rookies. We were very fortunate when we were in Iowa that the West Coast team won the race, which hasn't happened in quite a while. The East Coast teams usually dominate. But what happened was is that NASCAR has introduced a new body, which is called a flange body, and that body looks identical to cars that you see on the showroom floor. They're very appearing that look like that. They're awesome to watch. You can recognize them. And then when you leave that racetrack, you'd be able to walk into a showroom floor at one of our local dealers and recognize that car.
Oh, my. That's totally unique.
Yep. It's really, really a neat experience for the fans to see. Now, I'd just like to cover one more little thing that will happen. We are going to have a practice tomorrow after the parade. The practice will start at 4 p.m. and go till 9 o'clock at night. And the main grandstands are open free to the public if they'd like to come down and watch practice. Purchase your ticket for the event on Saturday and just get a chance to mingle with the drivers on Saturday with the autograph session. So there's a lot of positive one-on-one exposure for the fans to come and get to know these drivers and recognize these cars and teams.
Okay, so and the race actually takes place at what time?
Saturday at 8 p.m. We will do driver introductions at 7:45, and then we'll go ahead and proceed with the race at 8, probably roll off at 8:05. The command will be at 8 o'clock. I would be kind of I need to be a little bit more about this race. This race is dedicated for Bill Schmidt, who was a four-time K&N champion, and he lived right here in Redding, California. Bill passed away just a few months ago, so this is going to be the Bill Schmidt Memorial 150-lap race. Bill's wife, Sylvia, will be our grand marshal. We're very honored that she will be there as members of his family will also be present at that race. But Bill was a true champion, did a lot for motorsports, and so this is a way that we can recognize him and pay tribute to what he did for racing in Shasta County.
A great honor for a great guy.
Yep.
You know, we talked a little earlier about the fact that he was big in the racing industry, but he was huge in Shasta County. I mean, his company, his family, they've been an integral part of the Shasta County lifestyle for many, many years.
Started a lot of businesses that people don't realize.
Yep. And, you know, his children are running successful businesses. His son, Steve, Kathy Muse, and Sylvie, of course, with Design Time and Tile. They're all doing a fantastic job of supporting our local economy, which I'm so thankful that they're so dedicated to our community.
Yeah, they're an integral part of our community. So this is a big weekend for the South County, and as you indicate, going to bring a lot of money into the community. Invite everybody to go out and take advantage of, you know. I spent the first hour talking about the things that are happening in communities, and one of the reasons that they make that things like that happen is if the community gets out and takes advantage of them. They should be standing room only all day Saturday down at the Shasta Speedway.
That would be ideal for me, and I hope that people will understand and come down there and see what it's all about. A lot of people don't realize the efforts and the technology that goes into these cars to put on a race. The number of people that work, that's their full-time job, and then they come to the racetrack and put a product on the track that's very good, and the racing is exciting.
And undoubtedly. Anything else you'd like to offer about?
Well, I just would remind everybody that we start tomorrow with our practice free to the public. We will have all our concessions open so you can enjoy any type of food that you want and then be able to come back Saturday and watch a full day of racing. The grandstand's open for the main public at 10 a.m. and we will run all the way up till 9.
Okay, we're going to take a break and then we'll be right back.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio at 8:15 is being brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. They've got warranties, guarantees, service 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. I got to tell you, they did my house, and I am so happy with the work done by Alliance Heating and Air. Call 241-2642. Or check out their website, pardon me, at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org for Alliance Heating and Air. Back after these messages, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Linda Vi. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Vi. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Vi. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park invites you to experience the brand new Riparian Forest Adventure. Explore the forest around Turtle Bay like never before as you travel from the museum to Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. The new Riparian Forest Adventure gives guests a new view and fresh experience with the wonderful world we live in as you make your way to and from the Forest Camp with interactive and educational activities along the way. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
It is 20 minutes now after 8 o'clock. KCNR, 1460. It is 75 degrees in Reading. And, of course, the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our customers' warm friends. And it is cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. Locally owned and operated. Senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. Proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark. It's Thursday. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. If you'd like to jump into the chat room and follow us, it's KCNR1460.com. Make a comment. Or if you've got something to ask, a question maybe about what's happening down in at the raceway or anything else, like to get involved in the conversation, give us a call at 530-605-4567. And I'm joined this morning with my co-host, Chris Zwaga.
That would be me.
That would be Chris. And she's, I'm amazing. I'm waiting for her to turn loose here and give us a healthy dose of Chris Zwaga. She hasn't done that yet. And I've got Butch Schaefer here.
Good morning again, everyone. And it's fun to be here, especially with Chris. Chris and I go back a long ways. And it's just an honor to be with you and, of course, Trish.
Oh, Butch. I'll pay you later.
See, we woke her up now.
Yeah, we got her going. Okay.
Well, you haven't hit my hot buttons yet.
Yeah, so. We'll work on that in the next half hour.
So I wanted to ask a question. Back when I was, you know, being a news reporter for that place across town, there was a lot of conversation about the grandstands there at the Speedway and how in the summertime you're in the world's biggest easy bake oven because of the way the thing is oriented. In the late afternoon, it is not a pretty sight to be in that thing. There was talk about trying to figure out how to get the funding to move it, but I guess the economic meltdown kind of did away with that notion, right?
Well, some years ago, the Shasta District Fairgrounds was successful through Senator Johannesson to be able to receive some state funds to redo the track and design a new pit area, and that was completed. But unfortunately, the money for the grandstands ran out. We have a pretty aggressive plan with the new promoter for Speedway Sports, Frank Bramante, and he's looking to pick up a set of grandstands. The ones we are looking at hold 6,000, has 12 luxury boxes, and it would come from a track that will be closing in Southern California. So if we're successful, we hope to put those in a couple of years and have good grandstands where the sun's behind our fans.
And the thing you have to remember is we are in the state of California. So, you know, in our minds, we simply just pick up the grandstands and move them to the other side of the track. But the state of California says, oh, no, it's not nearly that easy.
There might be a bug somewhere in that grass.
It could be a bug, but we also have to worry about, you know, all the ADA requirements and modernization so that we can make special accommodations for those who are handicapped. And these new grandstands would fulfill that.
And that would be a great thing.
Yep.
While we're on that subject, we keep every year hearing about the return of the racing and the you know, how it's going to be. Kind of give us an update on what you know and what you can tell us about.
Well, we're running a full season at Shasta. We will not race next week. We're going to give a week off, and then we'll come in for fair week. There will be regular racing, and at the end of that race night on Saturday, we will end up with a destruction derby to kind of give the fans a little extra a bang for their dollar.
We call that legalized road rage.
That's fun stuff. And we're trying to entice the local community to be involved. There's great opportunities for advertisement for your company, sponsorships. We have places that we can show to put banners up for your company. That way you can market your business. We also have the availability for those who want to entertain their employees and friends. We have a VIP tower that would allow them to do that and make it somewhat of a special event for our local sponsorship.
But we need people. We need everybody to get back. And, you know, I can remember when we used to pack the grandstands for the races every weekend. I mean, that was just a part of what you did. Certainly in the South County and Redding and everybody. And we've kind of gotten away from that, I think. We've had some ups and downs and some hiccups with different administrations and things happening down there. It's a, you know, it's time to put all that behind us and move forward now.
Absolutely.
A new day, a new promoter, a new organization. Let's move forward and really make that what it could be and perhaps get back to the NASCAR status.
And this NASCAR race is a good chance to do that. You know, you can watch NASCAR on TV just like you can watch a pro football game or a baseball game, but unless you've actually sat at a track and watched a race live, and especially a NASCAR race, it's really exciting. The smell and the sound and the it's something that you really need to see. If you like auto racing at all, you need to go down there and support this.
And you'll get to see quality racing that you would almost see if you went to a Sprint Cup race at an oval track. The nice thing is NASCAR set up sort of much like baseball with the minor league division. These drivers are our future drivers in the Camping World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Sprint Cup Series. So these are guys. Our current champion, Kevin Harvick, came from this series. So that shows you the caliber that we have and what this division offers someone to make that next step into the national spotlight.
And can we talk about prices? What's it cost you to get in?
It's $25 to get in. There is some reserve seating with VIP seating, which would allow you to go into the VIP garden. It'll be set up. I think those are $89. It comes with parking. So make sure that you go on to ShastaSpeedway.com, and you'll be able to purchase your tickets. You can also purchase them at Napa, the Shasta District Fairgrounds. So there's tickets still available, and we encourage anyone to come see and experience NASCAR.
And again, I can't say it often enough. You both said it. This is NASCAR.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And we used to have it at the Speedway in Anderson. This is your opportunity to go and see something that would cost you way more than that at one of the bigger tracks. You know, any
cost you $25 to park at one of the NASCAR events.
That's correct. When you go to a big event, you're probably close to $200 just to watch a race. By the time you get your tickets, you buy all your food and drink, and to have a seat and watch a good race. I kind of have to pay tribute to Gary Cressy for years ago, because Gary was the promoter at the time when we ended up going into the NASCAR family. And a lot of people questioned that when he made that decision. But look what it's done. I cannot tell you the number of people, because NASCAR was part of our local speedway, that have jobs in NASCAR, like Tommy Hubert. He works for Hendrick Motorsports. He manages their body shop. It's just endless. So it doesn't just take care of the racing. People that work at the tracks on the cars also progress up. Mm-hmm. So it's been very helpful to a lot of people's careers in NASCAR.
And that, you know, that's good to give credit where credit is due. And certainly Gary Cressy has been another one, part of this community forever, promoter with the Speedway is where I first got to know him, but a big part of Shasta County, and nobody doesn't recognize Gary Cressy's voice.
No. No, he's got probably, his NASCAR gave him an award several years ago, the Golden Voice of NASCAR. He had a trophy they presented him. That's just the caliber individual he is. And he knows auto racing to the back, and it's a passion and a love that he has. And I've learned that from him, and I'm grateful. It's very good that I had NASCAR.
He's a talented guy. I remember years ago he called me one day and asked me if I'd go to Cedarville because they'd ask him to call the hay bucking contest at the Cedarville Fair. And I said, what do you know about farm equipment and hay bucking and whatnot? And he said, nothing, but you're going to be with me and trust me. He entertained that crowd like you can't even believe. They were rolling in the grandstands. He was just in his, pardon my pun, heyday.
Well, we also have another voice that's very recognizable, too, that came from the ranks of Gary teaching and, you know, mentoring, and that's Gary Moore, who we all know that's been on radio in Shasta County for years. And Gary will be there announcing, too, so I'm really excited to hear those two really add some excitement to our Saturday night race.
Yeah, so just everybody, you just need to put this on your calendar, get online and get your tickets and get down there. Please take advantage of this great opportunity for a wonderful weekend.
Yes.
And thank you, Butch, for you've put a lot of effort into this to try to bring this back to Anderson. So, you know, kudos to you. I hope the community gets smart and supports it.
I hope so, too. And I hope they will enjoy, because I believe once they're there, they will enjoy this experience and it'll make a lasting impression on them.
And the kids will be talking about it forever.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
All right, before we do take the commercial break, though, I want to mention about Reading VFW Post 1934, of course, on Oregon Street here in Reading. A couple of months back, they had a break-in and vandalism, some stuff, computers were stolen, and there was vandalism to the property, and now they've sort of hardened the site against these sorts of incidents. But, of course, that cost a bunch of money to make the repairs. So Jersey Mike's Subs has stepped up to the plate, and through the 30th, so you've got a couple more days to enjoy this, they are giving you the opportunity to help out our local VFW post. You can find any of the local VFW members or come here to the radio station. We have a limited number of these coupons that get you a free, you heard me, free regular sub with a minimum $2 donation to the Veterans of Foreign Wars. Jersey Mike's will give your donations directly to the VFW. That's only valid at the Reading location, and it's only good through Saturday. As I said, I have a limited number of these coupons. That's at the Trader Joe's Hilltop Center at 825 Browning Street, right there next to Trader Joe's. You can give them a call at 276-8850. And again, that expires on Saturday. Stop by here at the radio station or find yourself a VFW member and get yourself a coupon. KCNR 1460, and the show will continue right after these messages.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
And at 8:35, KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. Carl Budd will be back tomorrow morning to finish out the week on a Friday here, and we'll hear about his adventures up there on the coast. Meanwhile, this portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I'll be headed over there later on this morning. There are 2463 Athens Avenue. They are man's last stronghold. Excellent guys there. You'll get a great haircut at a great price at Cypress Square Barbershop. Again, 2463 Athens Avenue right here in Reading.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark and Chris Waga, and we're here. If you'd like to jump into the chat room, it's kcnr1460.com. Give us a call at 605-4567 if you've got something you'd like to add to the discussion. And the last time Chris and I did the show together, we were giving an update of the situation on Chris's property down across from Wind River, and with the fire you had last year as a result of the encampments of the homeless population, for lack of a better term. Right? That's what it is. So how's it going, Chris?
And the saga continues.
No, Chris moved.
Yeah, I wish. Actually, I was blessed to have Trish call me the other day and ask me to get up in the middle of the night and come down and help her with this thing. So this morning I went to do chores early at, you know, like probably an hour and a half before I normally do. So I rousted somebody out of the barn this morning. They took the bale of hay that I feed and fluffed it up and made a really nice bed. And they were in there when I went in this morning. So
in your barn, on your private property still.
Yes. Yes. Well, they're there, you know, on a daily, nightly, whatever basis. You know, I pick up their bedding around the place and other things that really aren't real nice to talk about. It's kind of sad because, you know, I lost my last Clydesdale about a year. It'll be almost 2 years ago now. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm really over this and whatnot. And then lo and behold, a couple of weeks ago, in rolls the Budweiser Clydesdales to be in the Reading Rodeo and the Rodeo Parade and whatnot. And so, you know, I hung with the guys for a while, and then I get to, you know, I start hanging around those horses again. And then I think, oh, maybe just one more.
Yeah.
And then I think, not really a safe place to have a valuable horse like that. So
I think at this point, Chris, you probably couldn't get away with that, because those horses, they are a valuable commodity, and you couldn't put them in the condition where they would be subject to this.
I would be really afraid. You know, I have the two riding horses down there, and, you know, something could happen to them too, but they move faster. And, you know, when I get the Clydesdales, they've usually had the better part of their life is behind them. So they move slower and they get down and they don't get up quite as quick and whatnot. But I got to tell you, it breaks my heart. I, you know, 19 years of owning Clydesdales and sharing them with the people in this community, was such a joy for me. And I think a joy for, the people out there. I still have people come up to me all the time and say, you know, my daughter, you let my daughter ride Rocky, or, you know, Gunner this or that, or, you know, I remember when Duke da 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 da. And so, yeah, it's real hard for me to think that I can't do that because of something that's beyond my control. Because I think even at my age, I'm probably physically capable of doing it.
But, you know, so Chris, you're still involved, I'm sure, with the police department and the ongoing thing. Did you ever get the property put back, the fences back up, and the things that were destroyed during the fire?
Yeah, it took me about 4 months to get all the fencing back up. It cost me about $5,000 to redo fencing and whatnot. And I've had vegetation management in there. The one nice thing that they did when they burned it out, and it was a really, really hot fire. I mean, it was a really scary situation. But the nice thing, it was so hot that it just stripped everything out of there. You know, I had blackberries and those nasty China trees and all that kind of stuff. So after the fire, I hired a vegetation management company to come in and spray, and I just had them back this spring again to keep that whole perimeter clear, because that helps when they can't hide, when they don't have any place to hide behind. And I've had to put up some more secure fencing because, you know, barbed wire doesn't stop them anymore. They twist it, they cut it, they... You know, they pull out T-posts, they do all kinds of stuff. So, you know, it's just an ongoing battle. And, you know, now I'm looking down the tunnel of summertime, and I'm right there on the creek where it's a swimming hole right there. It used to be a family swimming hole, and I think I've said before, I wouldn't let my dog swim in that water now. But, you know, there'll be people down there. There'll be cars parked there all the time. So, yeah, I'm looking into having this will be the season that it will be the most difficult.
Yeah. You know, and for those of you that perhaps don't know what we're talking about, how many months back?
It was September 3rd of last year. That I remember the date.
Yeah. And you had a homeless encampment down there. A fire was started. It was a huge fire, threatened your barns, your fences, your horses, and some adjoining properties if it had gotten out of control.
Yeah, I have 5 acres of green pasture, and I actually popped the irrigation thing and flooded the field, but it was on one of the windiest days we had, and it jumped that 5-acre field to the south and hit the property at the south, and it actually blew across 273 too. But, you know, God loves CDF and City of Reading Fire Department. They had just an ungodly amount of manpower down there, and they got it out fairly quick. But the frightening thing is that I only have one roadway in and out of my property, and, of course, it was blocked with huge fire trucks, and I've now got livestock in there trapped that we had to cut fences and tear down some stuff to get them out. And, you know, I couldn't get my hauler out because there were fire trucks in the roadway, so Haven came down. They immediately sent down their crew with truck and trailer, and so we got the horses and they took them to Haven. So and I actually spent a portion of the time battling. I have a big water trough, and so I had a bucket, and I was actually dipping this little gallon bucket out and pouring it along the fence line to try to save a portion of my barn and my corral. So it was exciting. Yeah,
the reason we bring it back up again is because I didn't totally ignore what's going on, and I know that the business community and the community as a whole is continuing to battle this problem and try to get a handle on controlling what's going on with the homeless population in the city of Reading.
And I think maybe I haven't talked to the chief lately, but I think they're making some inroads. I know they're going through the Americana Lodge right now, room by room. Code enforcement is going through that. Good News Rescue Mission has really stepped up to the plate. Jonathan down there has, they've instituted some new rules and regulations and whatnot, and everybody has to now play by the rules or they don't get to play. You know, the problem we have, and you stop anybody on the street that's in this population we're talking about and ask them, you know, California gives the most of any state. So, you know, the money we give them is more money, we have more of it, and so they flock here. And as I said earlier, you know, we have boxed them into a situation where you take away any desire for them to be anything more than they can be, and you destined them to be what they are, which I think is just a cruel place to be. If my parents had raised me that way, I can't imagine what my life would have been like.
And that is exactly, as we were talking earlier, about the education process and the mindset of a person who grows up not wanting to ever do anything as far as a career or take care of themselves, no self-responsibility. And you're right, it's absolutely cruel when this happens to families, to communities, where there isn't any expectation of what you can. Gosh, I was raised in an atmosphere of I could be anything I wanted to be. I mean, and we were poor, but my parents always gave me the self-confidence that anything you're willing to put forth the effort to do, you can do.
And as did mine.
And I can't even imagine being raised in an atmosphere, and we have a lot of kids raised that way, where you don't amount to anything, you're never going to be anything, and you're surrounded by people who get their meal given to them by the government. There's no expectation of a job. I remember making the comment a few years back when I was in politics, and I used to go into the classrooms a lot, and one of the questions you'd ask the younger kids, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you always, years ago, you got the, oh, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a policeman. There was a time in South County at the latter part of my career when, because we have a huge population in Anderson of the welfare population, if you will, lower income individuals. And it almost got frightening to me as I'd stand in a classroom and I'd ask that question and I'd get like a blank stare. What do you mean? What do you want to be when you grow up? Yeah. My uncle doesn't work. My dad doesn't work. My grandpa doesn't work. What do I want to be when I grow up?
I had a gal that worked for me that had a daughter that ended up on welfare, which was not a fault of hers and whatnot. And she told me one day, she said, you know, Chris, for me to get off of welfare and go get a job right now, it would cost me money because the job won't pay what welfare pays, and then I have to pay for childcare, and then I lose my medical and whatnot. She said, I make several hundred dollars a month more on welfare than I could do standing on my own 2 feet. That's not what I want to do, but I have children that I have to take care of. So, you know, we build them into that. I don't know. It's just so sad to me that people have no desire, and we pay people. I mean, I have a friend who has a son who gets almost $1,000 a month, and he lays on the couch in one of these motel rooms somewhere and, you know, does drugs and figures out how to get a bus pass to get to the library, to get on Facebook. And, you know, he's 22 years old. He's never worked a day in his life. And I can promise you he never will, because we pay him to not.
Yeah. I don't know where to go from there, so I think we'll take a break.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's, serving caramel macchiato and every other coffee you can imagine. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in California, proudly serving the finest in your tobacco needs. T&B, where veterans always get discounts.
Think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay-neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us East Side Road off of 273.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding. So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So, listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution. Starts.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
And at 8:49, 10 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Bassiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having gunsmith work done, or buying ammo. John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Now, back to the program with our guest hosts, Trish Clark and Chris Zwaga.
And good morning. This is our final portion here this morning, and we've been talking about all kinds of different things, and hope you've enjoyed what we've had to throw out to you so far. This is Free Fire Radio. Carl will be back tomorrow morning and give us a rundown on where he's been. If you'd like to join us, you've got a few minutes at 605-4567. And we didn't mean to end on a down note, but we did kind of get drugged down there a little bit into some of the bad things about the place we live in. And we're going to go to the phones now and welcome Billy Bob. Good morning, Billy.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. And again, Chris, I've been following your story, and it's so sad. And again, it's unfortunate that you have to suffer that abuse. But again, going forward, and again, our city council can't get past a stupid water slide, and which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. And what I want your opinion on, Trish, is this future decision on the 3M Corporation, which is going to be millions of dollars to this community, and that the Board of Supervisors, the EIR, is just coming out, and there's going to be a big fight on it, just like the Knopf plant in Central Valley. And we have to get this 3M Corporation project off the ground. It is huge to this community, and that will provide the jobs and the spin-offs of jobs that will get our homeless and our, at least our underemployed back to work, and at least kickstart this community back to prosperity. So, again, I'm glad you had a safe trip around the world. So, anyway, great show.
Thanks very much, Billy Bob.
I'll take your comments off the air.
All right. Thanks so much. And you absolutely spelled it out. One of the things that I watched as I went across this United States are we still have steel plants. We have oil production. We have all of these big factories in these cities. And yes, they have some steam pipes coming off of them. And yes, sometimes it's not the prettiest thing you're looking at as you're driving down the road. But when I'm looking at them, I'm looking at jobs. Exactly what you said. I read a comment, and I try to not get in the middle of this stuff, but I read a comment by somebody the other day who said they need to take that rock-crushing quarry thing and put it out where it won't bother any people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you that you pretty much have to put a rock-crushing plant where the aggregate and the rocks are.
And it probably was out in the middle of nowhere when it started, and then everybody built up around it knowing it was there.
Exactly. But you know what? When you're on the freeway, I got to tell you, you don't care about looking at a rock-crushing plant. They don't care about the view. You got to put that there. We need the jobs, the manufacturing, the production in this community. We desperately need it. We went through this with Wheeler Brader when it was sited. My God, the world was going to come to a flipping end when they were putting Wheeler Brader in down there. That has been a very productive plant, hasn't caused anybody any problems, regardless of what they said when they built the new rock-crushing plant down by Simpson Paper on the old Simpson property down there. That was going to be the end of the world. Trust me, they have no comments, no complaints by that operation down there. Well, that board of supervisors has to put that plant in.
Look at the hassle they just had with the dollar store in Shasta Lake City, for crying out loud.
That was quite a story. A quick incoming phone call of high priority. Good morning. Welcome to KCNR Free Fire Radio.
Well, it sounds like you all have this very well under control there.
Good morning, Carl.
Hi, big guy.
Hey, you know what? Are you two just ripping it up?
We are having a great time.
Yeah, why don't you stay away for another week? We'll take care of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that. So somebody's got to work around there. Well, wait a minute. Come to think of it, I could stay away for another week. Everybody else does the work.
Everybody else is working, and we got your back, Carl.
I know you always do. Well, I just want to just say thank you, and thank you for all the hosts we had this week. Linda and I'll be back tomorrow morning.
Good. And I know that the listening population is anxious to have you back behind the mic.
Yeah, we can hardly wait.
Well, look, I just want to say again, thank you. And Trish, welcome back. We missed you.
Oh, thank you. That is so nice to hear. It's nice to be missed.
Yeah, she was gone for 7 weeks.
I know. Gosh, I mean, that's a long time. You know, I didn't know if you were coming back. I thought maybe she's gone across the border and we'll never see her.
I migrated the opposite way.
Well, look, thanks a lot. And like I said, we'll be back tomorrow. My gosh, I can't believe it's the end of May.
Yes, it is. I don't know what happened to the last... Well, I do know what happened to the last 2 months, but gosh, we're halfway through a year almost.
Yeah. Well, next week we're going to be having on, Congressman LaMalfa and many, many more people. And then tomorrow we're going to be talking CARB. So it'll be something to come back to. Anyway,
good.
Thank you so much for sitting in.
Oh, my pleasure.
Safe journey home, Carl.
Be safe.
And take care, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Right.
All right.
Bye. So Chris, we wrap up the whole thing, though, that, that plant, your comments about 3M?
Just like you, you know why? I can't believe these small groups that put a stop to everything when so many people. The problem is that the masses they're not vocal. You know, we're not the ones that set fire to cars in the middle of the street. And I don't know how to get people rallied to understand that if you're the silent majority, they are going to roll right over the top of you. It's why the state's in the situation that it's in.
I would tell everyone that if you care about jobs in the North State and if you want this to be successful, the best possible thing you can do is show up at the Board of Supervisors hearings, at the Planning Commission hearings, at the Board of Supervisors. Be that person that stands up and says, yes, I want that in my community.
Yeah,
because they are confronted as elected officials. They sit there, and if they've got 50 people in the room that are opposed to it, somehow that's what the majority of the population wants. So you need to be part of that other 50 that's for it.
Speak up.
All right, real quick here, we have an announcement from Donna regarding the true Memorial Day. That caught my curiosity. Donna, welcome to KCNR 1460.
Yes, I just want to remind all the listeners that this Saturday at the Civic Auditorium, there will be a Memorial Day service and a lunch to follow. So good place to be on Saturday.
Thank you, Donna, for reminding us of that.
And that's down there by the Civic Auditorium.
Yes, good to have you back, Trish.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. So, yes, pulse of Shasta County right here.
It is, and that's great. I traveling like that, and I did miss certain things, and I want to say that I've now, like I think I said earlier, been in pretty much every state in the United States, and that's quite interesting. I can't think of any place, quite frankly, I'd rather live at this point in my life because of the people that are in Shasta County. I have such a there's good people in Shasta County, and I have great friends. I feel like it's my home. It's great to be back. It really is.
Yeah, but she doesn't mind leaving us for 7 weeks.
and I will leave again. I mean, I have that motorhome. I have to use it, you know. And I do. So yeah, stand by. We'll be having future travels, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And it's a great thing to do. And there's so much to see in this United States.
And there's a lot to do here, right here in Redding and River City. You gotta mention opening night. Colt 45's baseball, Tiger Field, the season gets going.
Absolutely.
Our very own Nate Arbore will be calling the game this evening. I believe pregame 6 o'clock, but I got to double check on that. But go on down and show support for our Colt 45s. I mean, they are getting better and better. Had a great season last year, and they made some great improvements down there at Tiger Field.
They are absolutely doing that, and it's a great opportunity. There's a lot of nonprofits going to be taking advantage of special nights during the season. What a great way to spend an evening. The weather is beautiful. Take your kids, go down. You got hot dogs.
Veteran salute night tonight. So.
Veteran salute night tonight. Go down. Watch baseball game.
Awesome.
What's more American than that?
All righty. We're getting ready to wrap it up, ladies.
All right. Well, we just had a great time this morning. Get out and do something fun today and stop being a part of that silent majority. If you got something to say, get out and say it. Make people listen to you.
Speak up.
Back down. Carl Linda back tomorrow right here, KCNR 1460. Have a great day.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell. But I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. The possibility of more rain is a big concern for officials keeping close watch on the Brazos River in Horseshoe Bend, Texas, as that river nears flood stage.
Approximately 250 homes are in a danger area. We asked for a voluntary evacuation, and for the most part, people took heed and move to higher ground.
Parker County Emergency Spokesman Joel Kurtok. Officials near Houston say anyone living along the west fork of the San Jacinto River who hasn't evacuated could be stranded for days. Houston got a bit of a break from the heavy rains yesterday, but flooding is still possible. As corruption and bribery scandals rock the soccer world, some say FIFA President Seth Blatter needs to go.
The brand is badly damaged, and that starts with a leader. So I think he's got to go, and once he goes, you almost...